On today's episode, we recap myself going to the Cubs game on Wednesday. Of course, we also recap the Cubs sweeping the Phillies and best and worst of the week. A packed, fun Friday show. Join us.
Our Locked On Cubs, your daily Chicago Cubs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome into Locked On Cubs. Alongside Sam Olber, I'm Matt Cozy. Fun Friday vibes here for a Friday episode of the show. Break out the brooms as the Cubs put a complete dent in the Phillies season. We're going to get to all of that and a whole lot more. Sam, how's it going over there? And let's get ready to roll.
Is this the third time I've brought out the broom since we've been doing the program?
I think it's the fourth.
The fourth? Yeah. Well, no, I think it was continuous, right? So it was Phillies, then Pirates. That was all
That's
in
right.
a row.
That's right.
And then it was Mets, and now it's Phillies again.
Yeah.
Let's go old school. Let's go old school and move back to the NL East. We dominate those, you know what?
And this series was it was some domination.
It wasn't really particularly a close series.
No, the scores indicated it was, but it really wasn't.
Never felt like it. And by the way, I'll say it for Bet Online purposes. I bet on the Phillies today, and I failed.
And today's episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online has you covered this season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. Bet Online, where the game starts. We have a lot to get to with Cubs Phillies, but we're actually going to start with Wednesday's game as we rewind the VCR just a little bit. We did record Wednesday afternoon because I was going to Wrigley Field to the game. And I would be really excited. Would love to get into that from Wednesday night. What would be like one big question that you would have for me?
I got a few.
Okay, let's hear one.
You took a picture with World Series champions Miguel Montero and Pedro Strop. You were within 30 to 40 feet of Cubs chairman Tom Ricketts. What was that like? Did you speak to them? Did you tell them about the show? Something along those lines would be great.
So let me just give it to you like this.
And by the way, I must say, if you haven't seen Matt's picture, man, did you look sharp last night?
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that. Man, you're very encouraging person.
Thank you.
Get to the stadium, and first of all, shout out to Ty, Chuck, and Zach, the three dudes I went with. Ty, his company that he works for, has the seats in the 1914 Club. Awesome that I was invited and able to go. And as we were getting closer to the stadium, they said, listen, after this game, your experience of going to Wrigley is going to be forever changed. And I could see why that would be after Wednesday night. First of all, the 1914 Club is obviously underground, behind home plate there. And I don't know if this room was there before. I would guess it would have to be in some capacity prior to the renovation. But it's absolutely tremendous. It's a great vibe in there. It's a huge room. It's very well done. It's almost like a Great Gatsby-esque like design, old school. And it was really, really cool. A lot of good food, drinks, and all that. The whole nine yards, right?
The whole jazz, yeah.
And then
what did you eat?
So I had pizza, I had sliders, I had Cracker Jacks, mashed potatoes, I had green
mashed,
beans.
Wow, jeez, it sounds like a cornucopia of different options.
Yeah, it's really the whole room was just flooded with options, and the Phillies were flooded with losses, but the actual seat itself was in between home plate and the first base, the third base dugout, the Cubs dugout, more so near home plate. And it was literally the fourth row. which is incredible. It was
amazing.
A thrill to be there. You saw the spin on the hated Wisniewski slider.
Yeah,
you saw great. How it stymied the hitters. You just saw
sure,
it.
Sure, he was great last
night. And boy,
night.
Did he compete. I could see it in his eyes. You know why? It was that close.
And and the hits, by the way, that he gave up, a lot of them were cheap.
Yeah, they were.
I just want to add that in. He's had two starts this year at Wrigley Field where he's given up one earn. He shouldn't have given up any.
Tom Ricketts was in the section over, saw him clearly many times. If there was one thing about the night, I would have went over to his section. I would have just, said something 60, seconds.
Hi, I'm Matt Cozy. Yes. You should check on our show, Locked On Cubs. And in fact, we'd like to have you on. Let's talk about the financial moves we're going to make this offseason.
I dropped the ball on that one.
I would say you dropped the ball. I would just say that you didn't catch an 80-yard touchdown. You didn't drop it.
Where I scored was with two former Cubs, and these guys are World Series champions.
Yeah, one of them had one of the biggest base hits in the history of this franchise.
So Pedro Strop and Miguel Montero were there last night as fans, and I saw them early on, in their seats, and then I saw them during the game back in the 1914 club. Well, I was by myself at the time. The other three guys were at the seat still. And I decided, I'm going to go up to these guys. They kind of had an open lane, and people have been coming up to them a little bit, but not too much.
Sure.
And went right up to them, said hello, got the picture with them, mentioned about Locked On Cubs. They thought that was great. And then I had two conversation points with these guys. So with Montero, it was the story of when he hit that home run in the NLCS.
Grand slam, yeah.
Because I was only a few blocks away.
0-2 from Joe Blanton.
I was only a few blocks away from the park, and it was like the early days of streaming. And so we were on a delay, and I still remember to this day the rush in the ground of Wrigleyville and the noise. We were like, what's happening?
Right.
And then 20 seconds later, we saw him hit the home run.
Did you tell him that?
Yeah, he loved that. Yeah. And then I asked Pedro Strop, I just said straight up, do you consider your trade from the Orioles to the Cubs there? Is that the best trade in baseball history? And he said it worked out pretty well.
Yeah, right.
Oh, boy.
No, it's funny, Matthew. Great recap last night from you.
Oh, and I did my first ever Locked On Now live from the stadium as well.
You
can
check that out on our Twitter. Well, listen, I said it before the show, and I'll say it again. No, don't worry. I didn't freeze. I'm just trying to think of what I said.
Oh, my gosh. I thought you froze.
I
panicked for a second.
I saw your face panic, so I covered you. I made a mistake in saying that I wouldn't have gone to that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying, like, that I knew that was going to be a good night for you, and I'm glad it was. You got to see a future Cy Young Award winner, and you dominated this Phillies club. And by the way, as much as I can't stand the team that plays north of the border, that Philly team, I don't feel sorry for them. I mean, what an embarrassing week they put together defensively.
Well, yeah.
We'll talk about that in the next segment when we break down the sweep. And by the way, folks, this isn't out because it's almost Halloween.
Jeez.
But I'm glad you had a good time. I'm glad you ate. Our audience has expressed their concern.
Ate a lot.
Concern with your lack of eating. So it was good to get you back on the horse. Glad you had time with the friends, and glad you got to see Christopher Morel almost hit a biker on Kenmore.
Wow. I think we already have probably several bingo winners.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, hold on. Let's go to a break. I got to give a shout out to one of our listeners.
All right. Thanks again to Ty, Zach, and Chuck. It was a great night, and loved every minute of it. I'll remember that for a long time. Up next, we recap the Cubs sweeping the Phillies. Today's episode is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline.net is your number one source for all your pro and college football betting needs and sports info this season. A lot of football this weekend, as usual. You can find all of those developments, game matchups, news, and podcasts, including this year's opening week's games. Bet Online is also your continued source for all your sports wagering info, including live betting and more. The fastest and easiest way to check in all your favorite sports and events, including MLB, MMA, boxing, and golf. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends in action. Bet Online, where the game starts. The Cubs series with the Phillies, of course, started with a 2-1 win. Then they finished the sweep 4-2 and 2-0, Sam.
Yeah, let me give a quick shout-out to Darren Arend. I apologize if I pronounce his last name right, with one of the best comments we've had on YouTube so far.
What was it?
I shouldn't say one of the best, but one that made me laugh the hardest. Mm-hmm. And it was talking about my haircut and said, hey, something like, Sam, don't be too hard on yourself. That's the best haircut I've seen since the Kennedy administration.
Nice. You get the show, sir.
Oh, man, that was funny. Sorry, yeah, go ahead.
Hey, listen, that bit is free of charge. You can use it with anybody.
Yeah, well, you know, it's my bit, so I'll price it. But you're right, it is free. Okay. Sweet, Matt. Let's break it down real quick. Game one, Stroman, outstanding. Game two, Wisniewski, very good. Game three, Assad, very good. This stretch where the Cubs are basically on a 90-win pace in the second half for an entire
campaign. Yes, they are.
Has really been steered by some of the best starting pitching in baseball. Stroman has been excellent. Smiley had a really good run. Wisniewski's come up and contributed. Adrian Sampson we've bowed down to on the show. Mm-hmm. Assad came in and pitched really well. So, you know, that's really been the basis of it. Today was another instance of Keegan Thompson again as that piggyback, finishing a ball game, a close ball game. Credit to him for that. I thought the difference in game one and two was the morale swings. And then I thought the difference today was defense. Brandon Marsh, who the Phillies ironically acquired for center field defense, lost the ball in the sun, hit by Seiya Suzuki, who was back, and which was fantastic to see today. And to be fair, that ball was crushed by Seiya. He had a nice day today. Mm-hmm. And Ian Happ made two outstanding plays in left field, who, by the way, has put together by far his best defensive season in the outfield. I don't know if you got a chance to see it because you were at school, but
yeah,
the play he made in left field, I think it was the ninth inning off Brandon Marsh. Wow. On the foul, you got to take a look at it on the foul line. You know how at Wrigley, it's a very tight space between mm-hmm. fair and foul and left field. He slid. That ball was going to land fair. His legs kind of crunched into the wall and save what probably was a leadoff double, maybe a triple from him. Might have not been Marsh. Somebody hit it. Some lefty.
But it was in the ninth inning.
It was the leadoff hitter of the ninth inning in a two-run baseball game.
Wow. And no, he's had an all-star year top to bottom.
And he had another dive, a sliding catch in left field. So, and then the Phillies just weren't great defensively once again, which isn't surprising. So, you know, and then the other thing real quick, Matt, sorry I went long. It was
no,
really
it's
nice
fine.
To
this
see,
is good.
It was really nice to see today our A lineup back. Like this
that was really cool.
This is a lineup that you could see next year, except, you know, you see Correa in there or somebody, mm-hmm. You know, instead of, you know, whatever, whoever it would be.
Yeah. Contreras leading off was super interesting. You've said that for a long time.
And I've said that for a while. I really like him there. I really like him, especially versus left-handers. Mm-hmm. You know, Horner hadn't hit the ball at all since he's come back. His swing looks a little weird. Reyes hit the ball fairly well. Suzuki had a nice day. You just got to give him credit all around. You got to give David Ross credit too, because, you know, these guys are taking these games seriously. Mm-hmm. They're finishing the year really strong. I know it doesn't really matter, but there's just a lot of good vibes around the Cubs right now.
There is, and rightfully so. 35-29 in the second half, and they've played.
I think
well.
It's 36 now.
Oh, is it 36?
I think so.
Yeah, probably. I just don't remember from Sunday's
episode.
Yeah,
no,
I'm
not.
Think.
It's not. I'm not. I didn't say it. It's not a big deal. I just don't want somebody to correct you.
They won that game before the second half, so I think people always like squeeze that win in.
Oh yeah, whatever. It's something good.
It's about like an 88 win pace.
Yeah, and the tweet I saw.
That's wildly impressive.
Yeah, and you know it's. with five guys that you gave up that were really good relievers too. So
yeah,
it's interesting. There's a lot of good vibes around the Cubs right now. I said this the other night. I think this is going to be the last bad year for a while. And in reality, it's only been two, or maybe even one and a half, if you want to be generous. So things are good. Could be worse. Just take a drive down to 35th and Shield.
Yeah, Thompson today, he goes not only one or two scoreless, he went three.
Went three scoreless, pitched around a couple of walks. I'll tell you, one thing I forgot to shout out today because I watched the ball game today. Suzuki made a play, and this I'm pretty sure was Marsh that hit it.
Two on.
I'm not sure on the ninth if it was Marsh, but okay. This one was for sure him.
Oh, okay. Got
two
it.
On, two outs. Marsh at the plate. I think it's 2-0 Cubs. I think it's the sixth or seventh.
Right.
And he hits a ball ticketed for the right field corner on a fly. Suzuki made a great catch. Wow. A catch that he wouldn't have made in April.
Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah. Again, it was defense. I mean, defense won the game today. Run prevention.
No, it's and that's at this, even at this level, or I should say at this level, that's great to see.
Sure.
Because defense is not necessarily like the biggest conversation piece, especially on a day-to-day basis. So for that to be a big highlight is good for this club. And I'm thankful that Suzuki is back. You know, there's only six games left.
There's six games left. They're all against Cincinnati. They're going to win at least four of them, and they're going to get their over-under.
That's awesome. Yeah, you think they're going to go 4-2.
I would think so, yeah. With the way they're playing, they might go 6-0. For heaven's sake.
I know. I don't doubt it, actually.
I'd say if there's 25, 30 more games, so that would be playing postseason ball.
You know who's not going to be playing postseason ball? The Phillies.
Keep running up Philly and the Reds and Marlins and Pittsburgh and all these mediocre teams will win 112 ball games.
But against good teams or teams with winning records, they have to be top five in the NL in the second half.
Well, they swept the Mets.
Yeah, that helps, right.
Samson beat DeGrom.
Right. Good memories.
No, it's been fun.
You enjoyed today's game, I hope.
Well, not really because I did bet Philly, but of course I enjoyed it.
Yes, that's right.
I mean, I would never, ever bet against the Cubs in a game that even – mattered 5%. I just thought it was free money because how could Philly get swept when they're by the Cubs when they're in a playoff race? But they proved me wrong. So thank you to them. But my fault. Never bet against Javier Assad. The Cubs.
Many have said that.
There's a lot of good things, Matt. Mm-hmm. Now I really just believe it's almost just a waiting game. The off season.
Yeah.
You know, because when they report to Arizona.
Sloan.
It's going to be on.
Yeah, game on, right?
It's going to be freaking on, Matt.
Game on, the Cubs. You have my permission to use that slogan in 23.
That's, you know what?
Game on.
Game on's a really good one.
Yeah,
because
I just thought of that.
It insinuates, hey, we're back.
You know? Right, and also like, hey, we're playing games here at Wrigley, buy tickets type thing.
Yeah, game on.
Yeah, yeah.
We're here.
So maybe I'll tweet that after the show.
You should be tweeting every day off the Matt Cozy account. It's one of the hottest accounts. Kind of reminds me of Kendall Jenner.
Oh, one more note from Wednesday.
Yeah.
I saw that weird Nico Horner play live. I know it did some headlines today. That looked like a fair baseball. Oh, he was robbed of a hit.
Yeah.
So, all right. Manfred got it wrong. That's fine.
Yeah. Well, it won't be the last. Why don't let's do best and worst.
We're going to do best and worst coming up next. We're back here on Locked On Cubs. Thanks for making us your first listen every day. We talk all things Northsiders and more. Speaking of more, the Bears play the Giants this Sunday, and the injury report was not encouraging today.
And if this wasn't just a Cubs show, that'd probably be my worst of the week. Or the fact that they haven't completed a forward pass since Vietnam.
Okay, so my best of the week, I did wait until this very part of the week.
Sure, sure.
It's something I definitely could have said on Monday's episode, but I waited till now. And my best of the week is from this past Saturday morning, my dad ran in the Cubs 5K.
Oh!
And I went with him. Yeah, I went with them to support him.
Your dad's in good shape.
Yes. Yeah. Well, he took up running 2 or 3 years ago, and so that's a huge reason. And yeah, he's become a big runner. And yeah, it was a great morning, a great day. I was glad that I went down there with him. Basically, everybody that was there for the race was running. So I also like enjoyed this really cool moment where while everybody was at the starting line, I was at the park just doing laps by myself. And I was envisioning winning games and that place just on fire. And that place is quiet. It's really cool.
I don't really see you jogging.
No, right. I was there just as a spectator, one of the few.
Yeah, no, you're not a big jogger.
I was one of the few spectators there. And yeah, it was really cool because the last section, all the runners run into the stadium. Obviously as a spectator, I wasn't in there, but I saw him enter the stadium, exit the stadium. It was really cool.
Outstanding. My best of the week this week's you. You know, you have a real good vibe about you. You went to the Cub game. You did a good video after. You're bringing. I almost feel like I'm not even matching your energy.
You really think that video was good?
Oh, I'm telling you. Let me tell you something. Next to Montero and Strope, you looked like the big leaguer.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, it was a really good video. You're just in a good, like if I were you, I'd go out, I'd paint the town this weekend.
Wow.
You know what I mean? You just have a nice look about you. You know, off the air, you've been really energetic about the show. You've been locked on, pun intended, and focused and all that stuff. And I almost envy it because I've been tired.
Yeah, and I get that. Wow, that's really cool of you to say. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, you're welcome.
And I enjoy every single minute that we spend on this show.
Yeah, and it's going to even be better next year when this team wins 97 baseball games.
That's awesome. Please get the broom a little bit closer to the camera the last few moments here.
Yeah, no, look, it's like Halloween Town.
And right off your point, I have no worsts. And go Cubs, by the way.
I got a worst.
Okay.
And it's not really about the Cubs, but it's baseball. Yeah. And I'm sure as we get into October here, we're going to discuss some postseason baseball. My worst.
We're actually going to do a lot of discussing about it.
My worst of the week and worst of the second half is Juan Soto. This is a guy I said is the best hitter I've seen in my lifetime since Barry Bonds. I've given him that much credit. I thought this guy. It, with his eye and his power combination, his ceiling, his floor, he is truly one of the best hitters or at his age I had ever seen. And since being traded to San Diego, I thought new atmosphere, a light shining bright on a contender. A guy's been a mediocre hitter, and that's been kind. 787 OPS, and it's frustrated me. I know this has nothing to do with our Cubs, but you know what? You can twist it because we did do a show. Hey, should we? It teaches you if you just give up everything for one guy, sometimes it gets a little bit eh. I mean, it's still very early in that trade, but I'm frustrated with him. He should be hitting the ball better than this.
I've been meaning to talk to you about him, whether it was on here or off, because I heard his slash line on the radio the other day.
And did you get nauseous?
With the Padres, and I almost pulled over.
Yeah, right. It's not good enough for a guy of his caliber, and the game needs players like him.
That's true.
To be great, and I've been disappointed, and I wanted to make that public.
Maybe he turns it around in October, but yeah, it's hard to
see.
He better turn
it around in October for the type of money he's going to be making.
All right, what else as we wrap up a great Friday show here? The Cubs-Reds, I don't have the matchups in front of me. But
six
I think
in a row to close the year. Imagine if this was a pennant race. How weird would that be?
Wow. And if the Cubs win Friday, I might paint the town red and blue. Everybody look out, okay? Be sure to hit subscribe for Locked On Cubs on YouTube. And smash the like button, all your favorite Locked On Cubs content. This weekend, we're going to get to 1,200 subs, I do believe. Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your pods.
Very cool.
And remember, you can drop us a text. We're going to read some of those early next week. As a couple came through just this afternoon, I saw before we pressed record. 312-834-4634. Thanks for making Locked On Cubs your first listen every day. Now make your second Locked On MLB podcast, where Paul Francis Sullivan brings humor, passion, unique perspective on every team and the biggest stories around the league. Everybody enjoy your weekend. For Sam Olber, I'm Matt Cozy. This is Locked On Cubs.